Andrew Murphy with you from Fluor Field at the West End in Greenville, South Carolina, where the Dash and the Drive are inching closer toward Game 5 of a six-game series. Dash will go for their series win tonight, up 3-1 on the series. They're going to need a strong foundation with the pitching, and Hagen Smith, the left-hander, first-round draft pick out of Arkansas earlier this year, will do just that for him. Making his third and final start on the year, the 6'3", 225-pound southpaw is coming off of 2 2/3, where he allowed one earned run on two hits, struck out one, and walked one. Now, Hagen Smith just put together the season of a lifetime. 9-2 record with the Razorbacks, 2.04 ERA, 1.44 opposing average. That was the lowest in the nation among collegiate starting pitchers. 61 strikeouts, 34 walks. He hasn't looked totally overpowering, because why would you want to stretch a guy who just put up the season of a lifetime? He's just kind of easing into pro ball, but his stuff still looks really good. He's got four pitches, a four-seamer, a big sweeping slider, a changeup, and a cutter as well that he'll use against Greenville this evening. More on Hagen Smith as the game goes on. There are plenty of headlines, plenty of things to talk about for the left-hander, who's drafted fifth overall, the highest drafted pitcher out of Arkansas in program history earlier this year by the White Sox. His counterpart, Yordani Monegro, is a right-hander. He stands at 6'4", 180 pounds, just 21 years old. He has been a force on the mound this year for the Drive. 5-2 record, a 2.66 ERA. This will be his 14th start on the year. 75 strikeouts and 23 walks. That's overall. He's been especially hot in the month of August. Four starts, 20 innings, only allowed five hits, one run that was unearned with four walks and a whopping 27 strikeouts. For that performance in the month of August, SoxProspects.com gave him Pitcher of the Month award. And if you're a Red Sox fan, you know all about SoxProspects.com. It's one of the foremost authority figures on Red Sox prospects. They know their stuff. Yordani Monegro is not playing around. He was not when facing the Dashes last time out either. Five innings on August 7th, no decision. Two hits, one run that went unearned, no walks, and six strikeouts. And again, he didn't factor, but Winston-Salem fell 12-8 against the right-hander. He's listed as the number 14 prospect in the Red Sox organization by Pipeline. He's got one of the best curveballs in the system, kind of an upper 70s bender with a true 12-6 break, a four-seamer. He's got a two-seamer and a slider-cutter combo. Didn't make much progress with it, and an upper 80s changeup as well. So a lot of pitches being thrown by Monegro, who faces a starting nine for Winston-Salem that looks like this. Eddie Park leads off and is in right. Miguel Santos at second, bats second. Caden Connor, the first baseman, bats third. Casey Sauke in left, bats cleanup. Ryan Galani at the DH, bats fifth. Wes Kath at third, bats sixth. Calvin Harris, the catcher, bats seventh. Sammy Zavala, the center fielder, bats eighth. Shortstop Wilbur Sanchez, bats ninth for the Dash. Flipping over the scorecard and looking at the Drive, it's Justin Reamer leading off, and it's short. Zach Earhart is in right tonight and bats second. Miguel Blaze at center, bats third. Ronald Rosario, the catcher, bats cleanup with Nellie Taylor in the DH spot. Eduardo Lopez, switch-hitting first baseman, bats sixth. Juan Chacon, left fielder, bats seventh. Ravello at second, bats eighth. And Framy DeLeon at third, bats ninth. That's a look at the starting pitching matchups and starting lineups for Game 5 of 6. First pitch coming up next on the Dash Broadcast Network.